Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Got a headache. I almost forgot my verses there. It's also a blessing and a calling. I want to go straight to prayer, and I've got a lot on my mind. I don't know if I've got much news, but I've got an awful lot of opinions today. And maybe that's not what you want, but that's what you're going to get today. We will probably have Daniel here in the next segment, and he's probably, if he's like me, he's fired up and angry too. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. I think maybe that would be a good place for us to go. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy for our salvation. We thank you that you're a forgiving Father, that you love your children. And we know, Father, we could never deserve that love, that you give it willingly. Father, we ask for your protection and over each one of us, but also over our president and the leaders of this nation. Boy, we are in a mess. And I know that you are here with us, even though sometimes it doesn't feel that way. We know that you are right here, always. That you will never leave us. Father, we need a revival in this land. For the hearts of your people to take a stand. To stand up and say enough is enough. To get on their knees and say forgive us for the wicked we have done. To acknowledge you as God. Father, in all this mess, the one silver lining I've seen are those calling for prayer. Those who are saying the problem is we don't have God in our hearts. That they're at least acknowledging you exist. And they're crying out for their brothers and sisters to do the same. People are discouraged. They don't know what to do. Sometimes that's when we finally turn to the real answer, and that is you. Father, bless CSE Talk Radio. I beg you to bless it. Lift it up. Help us to grow. Father, make us your blessing. Hear my send me, O God. For such a time as this, I pray. Amen. I've been rather discouraged. Well, not discouraged. I've been rather heartbroken by what I have seen in the past few weeks. But also in the past few years, several years actually, it's been escalating. So I started out heartbroken, angry, but not discouraged. I am determined. And I have several things that are on my heart today that I'm going to share with you. What if, and I've said this to you before, what if all you're seeing and all you're being fed from the politicians and the media were lies? I don't care what color your skin is. You should be downright mad that they are lying to you. Every turn they're lying to you. They do it to get you fired up. They do it to get you angry. They do it to get you submissive. I'm not a large person. I'm 5 foot and almost 2 inches tall. I'm not giving you my weight. I draw a line there. Strength is not in size. Strength and courage come from deep within your being. Size might put me at or you at a disadvantage, but it's not what determines our strength. From 2016, I began to wonder, what is it about this man they hate so much? I came to the conclusion then, it was his stand for trade and immigration, because I believe the majority of our leaders in Congress and the deep state, all those politicians up there, are profiting from these bad for you policies, but good for them in other countries, such as China. They have slandered Trump for his rich playboy days and his misspoken words, which he apologized for, but they don't accept that. You should accept their apologies or ignore it when they do bad, but not him. I saw it disgustingly. He was standing in front of that church, which they hate that he did, and the ACLU is suing him for doing it. Can you imagine in this country suing the President of the United States for standing with a Bible in front of a church and having his photo taken? Oh, it just infuriates them. Separation of church and state, that's right. You keep the state out of the church. It didn't say that the man with a Bible can't walk in front of the church and have his picture taken. And why do they have their slush funds? They hate the president. They hated his rallies, his large groups of citizens who want to be proud of a nation again, who want it to be prosperous, who want it to be strong. They hate that. They hate his tweeting. They call it hate rhetoric and undignified for the office. But holding up a bloody severed head is not hate, and ripping up the State of the Union address in front of all the cameras, that was dignified? They're full of baloney. They're hypocrites, and they lie to you at every single turn. The left, they're against you. They're against the citizens of the United States. Politicians are against Americans. That's where we are today. The Democrats, the rhinos, have held back nothing, short of assassination, and some of them have even asked about that, of the president. To get rid of this president, impeach him over a Russian collusion, which now has been proven that it was paid for by the DNC and Hillary Clinton, and it was a frame-up against the president. Oh, but we're going to ignore that. We're going to start riots in the streets. It was a soft coup. The economy was gaining strength, and that was not going to sit well with those haters of Trump and the Republic. They hate the Republic. Now we have old generals attacking the president and suggesting to the troops to disobey the commander-in-chief. Is it now going to be a military coup against the president? They have lied to you at every single turn, America. Climate change is a hoax. It is an absolute lie and a hoax. Believe the science. What science? Gun control is not for your safety. It is to disarm the American citizens. And while there are some cops, too many, who are badly behaved, who do terrible things, like murder or kill, abuse, it is not something that happens every day. It is not always black, and it is can be dealt with. The left are bullies. The deep state is the large centralized government we are fighting, and this nation grew at large out of greed. I hear the music. I'm not even close to started. Daniel, maybe Daniel will calm me down. Either that or we're going to get him fired up. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You, as an American citizen, should be angry that they lie to you all the time just to get more control. And we will be right back. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at dgscoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel Turner with us. I don't know if he's going to calm me down or if he's going to get me fired back up. Daniel, how are you doing today?
I am
on a roll. I am so angry. Go ahead, sir.
I'm with you, Beth Ann. Look, I've been in New York the last week visiting Mom and Dad.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I just 2 nights ago was up late watching the news, watching everything that's happening. And as I am getting ready to lock down the house, because when you live in New York City, you need to lock all your doors and windows before you go to bed, which is unfortunate because it was hot. And, you know, it cools off nice at nighttime. So you'd love to leave windows open and cool off the house.
Yeah.
But you can't do that in New York. And this is routine. I've lived there, you know, we grew up there. I'm used to this. So as I'm locking the doors and windows and I hear the helicopters flying overhead and I say, oh, boy, something good is not happening. And I hear cop cars with their sirens going on racing down the street a quarter of a mile away. And I think, oh, that's not good. And then you see, you know, two more cops were shot and one was stabbed. And this is a half mile from where I'm going to put down my head and go to bed. And you say, I'm tired. I'm just tired. You know, not only am I tired of the violence and I'm tired of the looting and seeing what they did to my beloved city, but I'm tired of people telling me that my anger is not justified because I don't support their cause or because I don't believe that black lives have value or whatever. I'm just tired of the violence and I'm tired of the pretending that I said things I didn't. I'm tired of the lies, the mendacity. I'm tired today, Beth Ann. I'm tired.
Well, I'm angry.
Yeah.
And I'm determined. You know, I'm not going to bow down. I will not apologize for being born white. I will not apologize for where I live. I will not apologize for being broke either. It is what it is. But, you know, Chris Buskirk, he writes for American Greatness. And this morning I received a note from him, and of course they're trying to get donations and such for their cause, which, you know, for their news outlet. He says, since 2016, I have joined our president in championing the need to make America great again. But after the horrific events of this week, I have decided to make a slight adjustment to this rally cry. In order to make America great again, we need to make America courageous again.
Amen.
Why would Americans ever put up with what we have put up with the last week or so?
No.
We shouldn't. And we shouldn't put up with the cop that did what he did. And he's going to get it. He'll get his. But this looting and this rioting, and it is all staged is the wrong word. It's planned. They've got it all organized. They know exactly what they're doing. I have friends and I have family that are in law enforcement, and their lives are in danger every day. And some of them have been hurt in this. They're not hurt badly, but some of them have been hurt in these riots. And it's something that infuriates me. Do away with cops? Completely do away with cops? Can you imagine locking your doors and windows then?
Exactly.
You think that's going to do any good?
Exactly. And, you know, we've been putting up with so much for these last couple of months in the name of the greater good of the coronavirus pandemic. And we've argued whether or not it makes sense, and we've debated, but for the most part, Americans were resigned to follow. And now you see, well, people who were told they couldn't bury their mom and dad because it was too much of a risk to the world. But for some reason yesterday, there was an enormous multi-thousand people funeral in Minnesota, and then dozens more around the country. And I understand the right to mourn and the need to have a funeral. But what was my right?
Everyone has the right to mourn.
And we were allowed to open up our stores and businesses, but if you're allowed to loot, people were being arrested for going to the park. People were being arrested. The governor, the mayor of New York said, if you go swimming in Coney Island, I will send the police in after you. He never explained if the cop's going to take off his gun and his handcuffs and leave it in the sand in his shoe like some of us do when we go to the beach, or if he's just going to go into the water fully dressed. I wasn't sure how, but he said, I will send the cops in after you to swim. But if people loot and riot and destroy a city, no one went after him. And I have to say something that's going to be very uncomfortable for the mayor and the governor to hear, but that is racism. And it is racism.
Absolutely.
Because when you treat people differently based on the color of their skin, that is racism. And to say, well, this group of people is allowed to have a funeral, they are allowed to be on the street, they are allowed to not be arrested. Why? Because their desire is based upon their skin color? That is racism. That is the very thing we fought against in the civil rights movement of Martin Luther King saying, don't judge me by the color of my skin, but the content of my character. And boy, have we lost that message.
I saw looting and burning and theft by more than one color of person out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
This isn't about justice. It's about crime. They are acting out criminal behavior, robbing, thieving, abusing people, assaulting, burning homes, destroying property. This isn't justice. It's crime. And they should send the police in after them. And unfortunately, they're afraid to do that. We're a bunch of panty waists. We've got NFL players boo-hooing and crying because another NFL player said he would honor the flag. He loves the flag. Both his grandparents fought in the war, and he loves the flag. And now he apologizes for that.
Yeah.
Because he hurt somebody's feelings. I'm just appalled by the panty-waist football players that boo-hoo over nothing and then apologize because they hurt somebody's feelings. I'm not saying you hurt people's feelings.
No, I know exactly what you mean, but this is the huge problem that we on the right have seeded for most of my life. The whole term of political correctness started when I was in high school, so we're talking the late 80s, and we started hearing this phrase, and it was a new phrase, and you can't say that because it's not politically correct, and we make fun of it, and Steinfeld made fun of it, and it became the brunt of a joke, but here we are 30-some-odd years later, and this is the result of it. And when we have seeded language, we have seeded values, because if it doesn't conform to this, look at the New York Times that had protests because they dared to publish an op-ed by Senator Tom Cotton. And people said that this is a violence, that by allowing this Republican conservative to write an op-ed in our paper, you are committing violence against black and brown people. The New York Times published Adolf Hitler during World War II. The New York Times published the Taliban in our fight during the second Gulf War under President Bush. The New York Times never apologized for their op-eds, but you are apologizing for a senator because he has a voice that you think does not deserve to be heard. And so after a generation of this, now if you say something that's unpopular like Drew Brees did, which is not unpopular, it is the commonly held, it is the majority held position.
Absolutely.
The silent
Absolutely.
Majority. There cannot be a silent majority anymore. And if that means you have to lose a friendship over it, as much as I hate to say it, there cannot be a silent majority where I just sit in quiet and say, I'll let them have their crazy beliefs, but I can't share mine because it's politically incorrect. That has to be gone because the left is winning. They are winning regardless of the 2020 election. They are winning regardless of President Trump being the president right now. They are winning in academia. They are winning in the media. They are winning in culture. They're winning in Hollywood. They're winning in professional sports. They're winning in music. They are winning the battle. And if we are silent majority, then we don't have a future left as a country.
You're absolutely right. That's why we cannot allow ourselves to be discouraged. We cannot sit and say that's not my problem because it is your problem. Now, I was just kind of going through my head as to all the things they've been angry, and there's no way to list it all, at the president.
No.
They don't want him to treat. They don't want him to speak. They don't want him to take medication like hydroxychloroquine. They call him fat. They don't want him to sign any executive orders. They don't want him to lead the military. They don't want him to do anything. It's crucial that this man doesn't do anything to repair the republic. As they keep screaming democracy, which is mob rule. And mob rule, Daniel, is what we're seeing. Democracy is disguised. Tyranny is disguised with the word democracy.
Amen.
And I'm worried. I hear the music. You can stay with me if you want. I'm going to really get all wired up here.
I
appreciate all.
Okay, but thanks, ma'am.
Thanks. Take care. Give your mom a hug, okay? Love you, ma'am. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back. Liberty Oilfield Services brings you the following fracking facts. Did you know fracking is the reason America is now number one in oil and natural gas production? Thanks to the fracking industry, America's energy is more efficient, more affordable, and our air is cleaner. America is now exporting fuel and making America great again. Fracking is not the enemy of America. The Dems want to ban our natural resources for the sake of climate change, but banning fracking would knock America back to being dependent on other countries for our energy. So, America is fueling up with fracking. This message is brought to you by the best darn frack company, period. Liberty Oil Field Services.
Learn more about fracking at libertyfrack.com. Liberty Oil Field Services, bringing America home with life, liberty, and fracking.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security systems, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned. You're listening to CNC Talk Radio. I don't know what I was getting ready to say, but we're going to, before I get fired back up, we've got a caller, and I'm pretty sure he might be fired up. We have Larry from Florida. Let's talk about the media. Larry, how are you doing today?
Oh, good morning, Beth. You might be fired up now, but I've been fired up for more than 20 years. And one of the reasons that I've been fired up is about 20 years ago, I started noticing that a lot of these commercials that I had been watching on television followed the same basic theme. And that theme is you'll have two people, what could be neighbors, could be coworkers, strangers on a train or a bus or something, whatever. One white, one black. The black person will be using the right product or service that's being advertised. And he or she is very happy with this product. The black person is doing the right thing. The white person is using the competitor's product, the wrong product or service, and it's blowing up in his face. He's looking like a fool. And the black person is always like looking over at the white person like, oh man, what a dope, you know, why doesn't he get smart and use stuff that I'm using?
I don't have a problem with color, Larry, but I do. Right. I have noticed that in the sitcoms and in the movies, they always portray the male character, it doesn't matter what color he is, as the doofus, the dummy. And the family is just totally destroyed. This nation is out to destroy the family, and it doesn't matter what color you are. They want to destroy the family. Strong families make a strong nation, and they do want to destroy the family. And the media has been lying to us for a long time in many situations. They slur it. Even the so-called conservative media now, if you go back and you read some of the things that they're saying and how they word it, it's always worded in a negative way, or maybe not always, but a lot of the times it's done in a negative way towards the president, something that he said or something that he tweeted. And this man does not deserve the hate they're giving him. They hate you, and they hate me, and they hate America. They don't care for the people that are rioting. They could care less about those people. They hate the republic. And the republic, if you can keep it, which we didn't, is lost. Thank you, Larry, for your call. I want to go on with this and explain to you that they are the bullies. You know, we talked a little bit with Daniel. And, you know, Drew Brees made this comment about the flag and that he would never disrespect the flag because he honored his grandparents, his two grandparents that fought in the war. And then these other football players are all mad at him because he said he wouldn't take a knee. You see, you're not allowed freedom of speech unless you agree with them. Freedom of speech is not burning somebody's business and looting and stealing everything they've got. That is crime. And it doesn't matter whether you're white, doesn't matter if you're black, purple, pink, it doesn't matter. It's crime against a citizen. And it should not be allowed. And the fact that we're sitting here allowing the left to constantly bully us into believing that this is okay, there's something wrong with us. Are we cowards that we cannot speak up against them? They have a centralized government now. President Trump, while you may not like his personality, does not represent a centralized government in his policies. Not like what they want. And neither did our founding fathers. The deep state hate the founding fathers. The only time they wanted to quote him was when they were impeaching the president. Centralized government, my friends, as large as we are now, I hate to say it, with all the social programs to protect everyone, is a lie. It is to control you. To make everyone dependent on centralized government. To make you need them more. They have to continue creating and promoting disorder and crises. They have to continue dividing us by color, by gender, by class. There is no justice for George Floyd in the strangling of a puppy. They stole a puppy from a rescue facility. They drug it around with them all day. And then when they got tired of him, they strangled him. Peaceful protests for Floyd? There is no justice for George Floyd by looting and burning. I saw thugs of all colors, robbing shops, throwing bricks, starting fires. This is not protected by the First Amendment. The peaceful demonstrations speak of equality. The riots have an agenda that is wicked and it's evil. Their agenda will remove all equality from all and all liberty from all people of all colors. Socialism is large centralized government. Truth is, if any cared to hear it, you should listen. And if you care to hear it and believe the real truth that you're never hearing except on occasional, Larry Elder spoke it very well. Racism is not the problem. Do prejudiced people exist? You bet they do. But they are not who we are as a nation. We are not a racist country. We have poor and wealthy people of all colors, but the middle class must go regardless of what color you are. We have senators and representatives and governors and mayors of all colors. America has had a black president. And we have, what we have is a large group of misinformers through the mainstream media and the liberal left who want and need disorder in this nation. Chaos and crises bring more government, more control. Did the president participate in a photo op? You bet he did. With a very loud message and purpose. We in America will be free in this nation to walk across the street and go to church. It was disgusting what they did with that. I just saw them, the meme this morning with the president holding his Bible there in front of the sign of the church. And on that, they had changed it to the vulgar words that he had said in that video before when he was young, 20 years ago. That's hate. That is godless. That is unforgiven. That is not the First Amendment, my friends. This is a quote from President Barack Hussein Obama. We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. You ever wonder what those objectives were? We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded as the U.S. military. What they want, my friends, is a federal police force. Do you really think this talk of defunding the police means you'll have no police and you can do whatever you want? No, it means you'll have no local police. Your friend down the street will not be your policeman. It'll be some guy in brown coming to say, do you have your mask on? Do you have your papers? That's what they want. That's what they're after. That's their objective, to bring this nation down, and we will no longer be a free people. You could forget that word liberty. It won't exist, but it's always in the hands of the people. Not the thugs and the rioters, but you, who long to be free. You better start paying attention. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates.
Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I normally don't take callers in the last segment, but I missed my text from my producer telling me I had callers in the other segment. So I'm going to go real quickly, and I'm asking them to keep it real brief because I've got some things I want to say before we close today and go into the weekend. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, I think Mr. Trump's smarter than most average Americans. when he held that Bible up, I couldn't figure out why he held the Bible up. Now you got to think, well, the Constitution's built off Christian belief.
Yes, it is.
People. And he was trying to say these thugs that's burning these stores, them protesters better weed them bad people out there like that, or they'll be outlawing protesting all together. And
you're right. They have been hijacked.
If we don't fund the cops, we will have chaos in this land all around.
Absolutely. You're right. I'm going to let you go. Thank you. Thank you very much, Larry. We have Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Yes, thank you, Beth Ann. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. What I feel like right now is that what we need right now is a new Patrick Henry. And the story goes that the British were sending armies and navies against the colonists, and all the other delegates to that convention there were still trying to settle things peaceably. You know, let's talk it out. Let's petition the British more, so on like that. And Patrick Henry finally got up and said, no, you know, the time for talking has passed. You know, they're forcing war upon us. You know, we have either a choice to surrender to the British or to raise up our own armies and fight them back. And I feel like it's got to that point with the Democrats now. They are like an invading foreign army. They are not our fellow citizens anymore. They're out to overthrow this country and put themselves in permanent power forever. They do not believe in the Constitution of our founding fathers anymore. And so I feel like what we need is a new Patrick Henry that'll get up and rally the patriotic people. And say, you know, we're not going to be able to beat them with talking philosophy anymore. We're not going to be able to change their minds with talking anymore. You know, somehow we've got to get up a force that will counter the force that they're using. They're already shooting and burning and looting, you know, all over the country. They're already in violent war against the country, and we've got to counter them that way, or else we have the choice. You know, we have the choice now either of surrender to them or really start fighting them back. I feel like it's got to that point.
Unfortunately, I see way too much surrendering going on by the people who want to come, who say they want to be a free people, but they aren't. Thank you so much for your call. I want to say something else about Patrick Henry. When he gave that famous speech, "Give me liberty or give me death," you've heard me say this several times. He stood up courageously. But he had just witnessed the murder of a preacher who was whipped to death for not taking a license from the king. He refused to preach the king's gospel. And for that, he died. And for that, we have the First Amendment. It is not about a separation of church and state. It was about keeping the state out of the church, not the church out of the state. I don't know how to make that any clearer. And the godless want to remove God so that you will have to rely on government. Yesterday, I have so much more. But I was so angry about the puppy. I was so angry about what General Mattis said and did. I've been so angry at all this. And I saw them forcing not force. Force wasn't necessarily a word. Coaxing people to bow and promise to be kind to others. Apologizing for white privilege. And it sickened me. It made me sick to my stomach. And then Drew Brees, this tough old football player, apologizes that he said what he said about not taking a knee. And the other football players crying because he said it. What a bunch of pantywastes, sissies. They may be big, they may be strong, they may be able to whoop me. But they're not going to make me bend. When I saw that, I used to have a couple of albums. I'm going to see if I can find them. They burned in my fire, but I'm going to see if I can find them online. They were by the Statler brothers. One was the renditions of songs that were from the Old Testament, and it was called the Old Testament, and the other one was the New Testament. Well, in the songs in the Old Testament, they sang a song about the fourth man. And it's the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king threw them in the fiery furnace because they would not bow, how many Americans today would even sacrifice, would even be inconvenienced for God, for your liberty? Do you want your children to be bowing before others? I don't care what color they are. It doesn't make any difference what color they are. The song goes, they wouldn't bend. They held on to the will of God, so we were told. They wouldn't bow. They would not bow their knees to the idol made of gold. They wouldn't burn. They were protected by the fourth man in the fire. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't burn. That came to my mind when I saw these people bowing and making these absurd promises that they probably already practiced in their lives. They weren't guilty because they were born white. They weren't guilty of being white privileged. That is something the left has made up. As Bob Woodson told us, the two most dangerous things in this country to liberty are the angry rich black men and the guilty white people. When did we become a nation so ridden by guilt of who we are? Remember how disgusting it was when they made our soldiers bow and bend, take a knee? Are you going to be that kind of a Christian? Are you going to be that kind of an American that you will take a knee for God? Or against God, I should say. He is the only one I will bow before. I won't bow before President Trump, and I won't bow before a riot. I will not do it. And I will not bow and beg forgiveness from a football player that's making millions and millions of dollars when I can just barely make a house payment. I won't do it. I think he was privileged. He was got a bigger, stronger body than I got. I'm not going to bow down. And I'm not going to apologize for what God made me, and you shouldn't either. He made us what we are. And we are supposed to do the very best with what He's given us. For He, all things are possible through Christ, who strengtheneth me. This nation was once a nation that bowed their knee to God and not to others. I'm a little concerned about what we've become. Riots are one thing. Bowing and apologizing for you who you are is another. Only bow before God, and let's all bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.